the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty! We are free at last!
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Generating, enhancing, and exercising influence for the Air America community and making a difference in our country and our world. Welcome to Clout with Richard Green on Air America Radio.
And you know what? Arnold Schwarzenegger rained on my parade. Arnold Schwarzenegger ruined this show, but we're going to get back at the Governator. We are going to get back at Arnold Schwarzenegger. Here's the deal. This show was dedicated. It's an issues show. Last night we were devoting the entire night to Chris Dodd. I thought it was terrific and courageous of Senator Dodd to come on and guest host Clout as part of the Air America Presidential Project. But today, because I knew that there was the deadline of October 14th for Arnold Schwarzenegger to either sign or veto one of the most important bills for the environment, for the planet, for the economy, for the country, for our health, for our children's health. And guess what? Just as I was walking into the studio with this entire show lined up to mobilize the Clout Force to lobby Governor Schwarzenegger, and we would have done the show yesterday, but we had, you know, the commitment to Chris Dodd. But I thought there was time, and Ray Romano, my great producer, called the governor's office just a couple hours ago and said, what's the deal? What's the deal? What's the deal? Arnold Schwarzenegger vetoed the industrial hemp bill that was passed for the second year in a row by the state legislature in California. And it was co-sponsored by a Republican. Now, the sponsor of that industrial hemp bill, AB 684, is a guy named Mark Leno, who is a courageous assemblyman from San Francisco, and he is literally on his way from JFK Airport. I have no idea why he's coming to New York, but it turns out that he is. He's not coming just to see me. I'm going to California soon anyway. He's going to be in studio, and his plane was supposed to have landed an hour and a half ago, but the weather kind of sucks here in New York, and so he's coming as soon as he can get here. Hopefully he'll be here by 9 o'clock. But his bill, and I don't even know if he knows, because the governor vetoed it while he was in the air or hovering over JFK. This bill, the industrial hemp bill, AB 684, it's technically called the California Industrial Hemp Farming Act. In my opinion, is one of the most important bills that could have and should have been signed. And we're going to find out why tonight. The entire show dedicated to the issue of industrial hemp. And I have in front of me, as we're doing it, I will be fueled by Hemp Bliss. I have Hemp Bliss hemp milk. I have chocolate, which is my favorite, and I have original, and it is organic hemp milk. The best. You don't have to eat fish that has mercury in it. You don't have to scavenge all over the place, try to get your omega-3s and omega-6s and omega-9s or your protein. All you have to do is drink hemp milk or eat hemp seeds, and we're going to talk about that. It is the most amazing plant that God has ever created, and it is illegal, not just in California, but illegal in the United States of America to grow industrial hemp. Hemp was the thing that the drafts of the Declaration of Independence were written on. It's unbelievable. Guess who can make Hemp Bliss for me? Our friends and neighbors to the north, totally legal in Canada. They are sane, but it is against the law to grow industrial hemp, even though it is one of the most... You know who grows industrial hemp? Volkswagen. Volkswagen grows industrial hemp, and that's what they use. It is their sun fuel of choice, because hemp is the best agricultural product for converting the energy of the sun into biomass. Because a lot of reasons. One of them is it doesn't deplete stuff out of the soil, and it has four growing seasons a year. Four. Now, California farmers could have made a real profit with that, as can farmers in North Dakota and other places. We're going to learn all about it. I want you to just jump all over Arnold Schwarzenegger. for not having the courage to do something that needed to be done. He's the environmental governor. Well, he blew it. And hopefully we'll be able to convince him to reverse that, although I don't know. Larry Craig can't get his guilty plea reversed. I don't know. Maybe things can't be reversed. So we're going to be joined in just a second by Adam Eidinger from Vote Hemp and votehemp.com, and you can pull that up on the website. And just to let you know, also, so Assemblyman Mark Leno, Brant Olson, who is the director of the Old Growth Campaign at the Rainforest Action Network, David Bronner. You ever use that crazy, wonderful soap with all of that, like, spiritual stuff written on it? Bronner's peppermint soap, hemp, and it's now, for the last 10 years, been using hemp as the major person, the major company that uses hemp. So we're going to have David Bronner from the Bronner family. We're going to have Tim Purdon, who is a lawyer based in North Dakota. And North Dakota is having a similar fight. We're going to learn all about that. And Alexis Baden Mayer, who is the director of government relations for Vote Hemp. So let's go right now real quickly to Adam Eidinger. Adam, bad day for California, bad day for America, right?
Definitely a bad day. You know, the governor, I think, has just been leading us along here for the past year to let us think that we had a chance with him. And I think now we've just, you know, he's a lost cause when it comes to this issue. I mean, we basically went back, rewrote this bill. There was some major changes were made. It was scaled back so that so the farming would only take place in four counties. It's a 5-year pilot program. I mean, if all the fears that the governor has expressed about hemp farming in California were to come true, this law would not be reauthorized. So, you know,
is he afraid of?
Well, his main justification, and I literally read the veto message 5 minutes ago for the first time. And by the way, you're breaking this story to America. People have been waiting anxiously and had their fingers crossed for a long time and said there isn't even a press release out yet about the fact that he's vetoed this bill. But he says in this veto message, under federal law, all cannabis plants, regardless of the variety of or THC content, are simply considered to be marijuana, which is a fairly regulated controlled substance.
But it's not true.
Well, this is his interpretation of it, and this is also the federal government's interpretation of it.
Well, it's that issue that Republicans seem to have with facts.
Yeah, well, it seems that when the facts are support their position, they agree with the facts. But when they don't, this really comes down to is one very influential lobbying group that shouldn't even be lobbying, and that's the narcotics officers in California. I don't understand what law enforcement officials have to do with making laws. I feel like law enforcement officials, these aren't officials, these are employees of the state of California, but what are they doing lobbying against hemp when hemp is not a drug? And that's what happened here. The narcotics officers jumped out on this bill 2 years ago when the first attempt was made. They have a lobbyist who claims that any bill that they've opposed has never become law in California. It seems like that track record is being held up. But this time around, the sheriff's department's backed down in their opposition and took a neutral position. There seemed to be a lot more support coming out of the agricultural communities. And of course, you know, like I said, there was only one major law enforcement opposition, and they, I guess the governor's going to listen to them instead of tens of thousands of Californians who have written him, instead of the dozens of major businesses in the state of California that currently import tens of millions of dollars worth of hemp from other countries to California when it could be grown literally, 100 or 50 miles away from the plant where they manufacture soap or food or whatever it might be. So it's really disappointing, and last year he got a lot of credit for passing a Kyoto-like law for the state of California on reducing greenhouse gas emissions, and here we are talking about a plant that is very friendly to the environment, doesn't require the pesticides, doesn't require herbicides, it doesn't require all these chemically intensive agriculture that, say, cotton requires, and it's really nutritious food. That, this is a guy who's supposedly into health food. What's wrong with him? I mean, what's he afraid of? He's really afraid of something, and I think he's afraid of a very influential, small, special interest of narcotics officers who have who are basically waging a propaganda war against marijuana when they talk about industrial hemp. This
okay,
has nothing
Adam,
to do with it.
Adam, before we take a break, can you read the rest of the statement about the veto?
Sure. I kind of jumped into the middle of it here, but let me give you the the juicy parts.
We're talking to Adam Eidinger, who is with Vote Hemp, and this is, if you're just tuning in.
I'm just going to read it the whole thing.
Adam, hold on one second. Let me just set the stage. This is breaking news. Governor Schwarzenegger vetoes probably the most important environmental bill that he's ever had the opportunity to sign, and that is the industrial hemp bill. Okay, real quickly, Adam.
Okay, here's what he writes. As I indicated last year, I appreciate and applaud the legislators' interest in actually expanding California's economy. However, I'm concerned about the impact of the particular type of expansion that is being proposed. I recognize and I'm proud of the fact that California is a national and world leader in the production of high-quality agriculture commodities. Our state has a rich agricultural environment, and we must strive to protect and promote farming, ranching, and agribusiness in California while preserving natural resources and protecting consumers. Who can disagree with that, right? And it goes on to say, given these facts, I would like to support the expansion of a new agriculture commodity in the state. Unfortunately, I'm very concerned this bill will give legitimate growers a false sense of security and a belief that production of industrial hemp is somehow a legal activity under federal law. Under federal law, all cannabis plants, regardless of variety of THC content, are simply considered to be marijuana, which is a federally regulated controlled substance. Any person in the United States who that wishes to grow cannabis plants for any purpose, including industrial purposes, must first obtain permission and register with the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. Failure to do so would be a violation of federal law and could subject the individual to criminal penalties. In addition, California law enforcement has expressed concerns that implementation of this measure could place a drain on their resources and could cause significant problems with drug enforcement activities. This is troubling given the needs in this state for eradication, prevention of drug production. For these reasons,
okay.
I'm unable to sign the bill. Sincerely, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, thanks. I'm about to gag here. This is disgusting. This is Richard Green. We're talking about the industrial hemp bill that the governor just vetoed. We'll be back, and this whole show is about industrial hemp. If you want to weigh in, 866-303-2270. We'll be right back.